And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello and welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Dan. Got a couple guests here today. Got Tony from Deep Sleep. He's going to do a set for you now. And what you got, Tony?
The first song was Intense Degree by Intense Degree, a kind of forgotten UK kind of fast hardcore band that I think of just kind of like maybe gone the way of people not remembering. So anyway, I guess that's the theme of the set, is just bands that maybe people cared about at one time, but not any longer. I still do, though. So.
Well, I'm standing in the rain, and I'm thinking once again, how the way we see is never quite the same. I can understand sensations and spells of petrol stations, but the subsequent reactions are the same. Goodbye, I'm just a paragon. Should it make me sad or should it make me laugh? Miles and miles and
this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Tony doing a guest DJ spot. We just heard Razor's Edge doing I Feel All Right, I Feel All Light. Before that, probably the most immature band that ever existed, the AGs from Boston, Massachusetts. Right before that one, Pillsbury Hardcore with Wanna Check Out My Record Collection. And then Australia's Hard-Ons with Girl in the Sweater. And before that was Mega City 4 with Running in Darkness. And it all started off with Intense Degree, Intense Degree.
All right. Thanks, Tony. And Brian is next, and he's got some New Jersey classics for us, including some modern classics.
Yeah, some choice New Jersey stuff from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. Some hardcore stuff, some punk stuff. Kick it off with a little Full Speed Ahead. Good New Jersey 90s band.
Friends have. What are you waiting for? Do it! Dead rock and rollers, they were out of controllers. Took the final solution, massified pollution, and they're dead. We'll be right back.
All right, the first song that you heard there was, what happened?
Introduce it from the end song. Sorry, end song, go back up.
Okay, sorry. The last song you heard was Dead Nation, Dead End, off of their Dead End LP. The first song was Full Speed Ahead, Overload. It's probably my favorite New Jersey hardcore song in the past 20 years. Then was KBD, New Jersey Classic, Detention, Dead Rock and Rollers. That was the live version. After that was Underdog, Not Like You, off the Underdog 7-inch. They still play once in a while. They played New Jersey a couple weeks ago. It was cool. Then Mike's pick was AOD, White Hassle, off of the Wacky Hijinks LP. And then, like I said, that last song was Dead Nation, Dead End.
I actually played that very song on the show like back in March, part of a nostalgia set. Now I got some stuff for you. No particular theme here, just, you know, maybe stuff that's good music for summer. This first one is Clorox Girls doing the one off of their first LP. What's next?
Let me live in the world outside, all the same.
Hey, welcome back to MRR Radio. I am Dan. That was Channel 3 doing Manzanar off of their first 12-inch on Posh Boy. Before that, played Big Boy's We're Not In It To Lose off of the Lullabies Help the Brain Grow LP, and that is a true statement. Before that, Fastbacks doing You Can't Be Happy off of the It's Your Birthday 7-inch, and this was the lineup of the Fastbacks where Duff McKagan played drums before going on into Bigger and Better Things. Before that,
Better? Really?
I'm speaking facetiously.
Okay.
Yes. That's a given.
I love the Fastbacks, so.
Yeah, I do too.
I couldn't let that one stand.
No, absolutely. I don't even like Guns N' Roses, so. Before that, Los Olvidados from San Jose doing Something New off of the Listen to This LP. You know, this band had a song in the Not So Quiet on the Western Front comp. I don't really know if they had any actual records or what else happened, but there's a collection on Alternative Tentacles called Listen to This, and it's original recordings 1981 to 1983, but this is a very underrated band in my opinion. And I kick things off with Clorox Girls doing The One off of their first LP on Smart Guy Records. And this band has gone on to do a bunch of stuff. I think I still like this record the best. Now Tony has got another set.
Hey, I just want to make a quick correction, though. I think when I mentioned the Mega City 4 song that we played earlier, I think I said Running in Darkness, when clearly we were listening to Miles Apart off of the first Mega City 4 single. Anyway, I'm just going to continue with a bunch of bands and songs that I think are just like have just kind of gone underappreciated and swept under the rug over the years. So we're going to start it off with The Stupids with Born to Built Grind.
Skinny knees, skinny top, what's it? guy walking down the street, my gal, with another guy. He's all around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die.
Here comes the night.
All right, so we just heard The Neighborhoods with No Place Like Home, which is the flip side to their Prettiest Girl single, and I think it's definitely better than the A side. I have to, way back home east, my friends Ricky and Gary turned me onto that song, so I gotta thank them for that. Before that was The Rivals and their cover of the Them song, Here Comes the Night, also way superior to the original. Before that was Brain Death with Funny Dancing. Before that, The Chemical People with one of my favorite songs of all time ever, Overdosed. Before that, I screwed up a second time, so each set I've messed up one time. And that was actually Wipeout by The Stupids and not Born to Build to Grind. And yeah, that started it off. I got to thank Dan for letting us on here. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely been a lot of fun. I mean, I know that, you know, I figured you would pick out some good stuff. So yeah, thanks to Tony, thanks to Brian. We have some time left, so I'm going to bust out a star-studded cast of Before They Were Stars. And this is my own thing. Tony and Brian have nothing to do with this, just getting that out there.
I'm not going to say that I don't like a couple of Green Day songs, you know? I do.
All right. Well, this first one is Beastie Boys doing B-E-A-S-T-I-E. Go!
B-A-S-T-I-E, go! B-A-S-T-I-E, that's just what we gotta be. Can you see the mercy? Can you feel the urgency? B-A-S-T-I-E, B-A-S-T-I-E, with rules of policy, in a state of emergency now. Go down here upstate, that's what's always protecting me. All across the stormy sea, there are dangers to my feet.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to MRR Radio. That was Before They Were Stars. That last song was Bad Religion doing In the Night. Probably the best Bad Religion song. That was off of the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In comp that BYO put out back in the day. Before that, it was The Offspring doing I'll Be Waiting off of an early single of theirs. I don't really know much else about that one. Before that, Green Day doing Don't Leave Me off of the 39 Smooth LP. And I kick things off with Beastie Boys doing B-E-A-S-T-I-E. I think that was originally on the Polywog Stew 7-inch or LP or whatnot. And that version is on the New York Thrash comp. And I got a little bit of time left, so I'm going to finagle together a set. I'm going to play something else off of the New York Thrash comp. This is The Mad doing I Hate Music on MRR Radio. Viva Dead Air.
I hate music. He hates music. She hates music. We hate music.
Welcome back to MRR Radio. That one song set was The Mad doing I Hate Music. That kicks off the New York Thrash comp on Reach Out International Records. Originally released as a tape and reissued onto vinyl. I think it was a bootleg, and this came out in like 2001 or 2002. Got some quick announcements. We have a censored version of the show available for radio stations. Go to our website and click stations for more details. MRR is accepting tax-deductible donations of any amount, as well as vehicles that run that can hold cargo or otherwise. There is a link on our website. Email us for more info. The website is radio.maximumrockandroll.com. You can email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. For review in the magazine or airplay, send two copies of vinyl, CD-only releases, and cassettes to MRR, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, CA 94146, and you can reach us on your iPhone via Twitter at MRR Radio. This has been Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Dan. Again, I want to thank Tony and Brian for coming on and doing a set, and at Tony's request, the outro song is all Life on the Road from the Mass Nerder LP.
Robin Hood is pretty much cool to me. Forge, city, the romance, the passion. Robin Hood is pretty much cool.